attorney with Dave Morris for the Young County University, Newborn Veterans of Lawrence County Project. He's been interviewed by Congress. The time is 7:05 PM on the 23rd of November, 1983. We're at Mr. Morris's residence on Meyer Avenue, Newcastle. The first question I'd like to ask, are you from the local area? Did you go to high school? Yeah.
1967.
And how did you find your way into the service?
I was drafted.
What year is it?
1960, no, 19.
When you got basic training?
E2.
And that's the rank you went up to get on?
We were long been.
An interview with Dave Moore for the Youngstown State University, Vietnam Veterans of Lawrence County Project. He's being interviewed by Tom Kirkland. The time is 7:05 PM on the 23rd of November, 1983. We're at Mr. Morris's residence on Meyer Avenue, Newcastle.
don't know. Obviously, it's harder. Did you ever notice that? Did you ever meet with the NBA? Yes. I never saw anyone. I seen, if we carry Americans captured, and they were not put in concentration camps or being a pandemic like ours, but they were put in Americans, and we had two working with us. That's the only line with us. The two working with you, what did they do? So they were with us, they were translators, they were booby traps, or they knew the area, they knew the country, they knew how it's, and they worked. That was their purpose, to let us know.
Did you come across a lot of booby traps?
Yeah. Very well. I was going to start off. We can talk more. We had seen some of that. How far?
Out of Saigon.
We're close to Saigon. I would say 15 minutes flight, maybe, or four.
Was there a lot of action going on?
Yeah. Do you think that you're getting full support of the Army? We are definitely still. We had air support, we had medevac support, we supplied, I was really doing a good job.
When you were in, did you think the world was going to end up the way it did?
No, definitely not. That's kind of a shock. Mm-hmm. When you come back, they had learned. Probably still I've learned seeing it on TV, I really was shocked then. I didn't think we knew that.
What do you think, look to the fall of Saigon?
People, they marched to Saigon, people loved them. It was their, that's what they wanted. It was what I was going to say. I mean, we should have left right there where we were there for 10 years. And they could have let them come in, they left them. It was their downfall now.
What do you remember most about them?
Most of them. Trying to sleep on the ground in the rain. You remember, you don't remember that accident. You remember it all you have to do. It's just for your life. There's good things and there's bad things.
What were some of the things?
Well, looking back on the toilet, back in the 39 days, they had what they call stand-up. Mm-hmm. They had strip rooms, hands, sleep, all the beauty between. That was a good time. Sitting in the full of jewelry.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's not very personal. It's too bad she can't. What this wasn't the U.S. Service, it was just people that came there. Mm-hmm. And the area, sorry.
Did you have any patients getting this on?
No, when I was here, sorry about all the problems. As far as I was constantly there, everybody's doing a lot of them in the school. So I was off with this.
The case that you said, how big was it? Well, you know, 3 or 4 days, just stop it.
And I found them were big, some of them were small. Even sometimes we would just get a fireplace and they were a little small. It wasn't in a place, it was just a fully closed place. When we looked up, there was no place to sleep or nothing to do. So I'm somewhere to lay down and that's where it's left. We didn't have a bed or nothing. We didn't have any place where you could take a shower.
Mm-hmm. You pushed along from base to base.
We weren't just going. That was the point. When we got wherever, you know, they have to tell them to come back to the somewhere different that they took you. They didn't always go back to the same place.
You think you were a lot of searching for issues?
Yeah. That's basically what we did.
Did you think those worked?
Yeah, that was really. You could tell on the bunker complex and where they were hiding out and we destroyed them. We were looking for them. That was our job. We climbed up and called her to destroy it in the blind.
Were there a lot of bunkers?
Well, you didn't believe them. People were printing that were making sure that the place they had picnic tables and they had it just wood off a tree and tunnels and they take out the front of the tree where the wood was pointed out of the ground and there was a separation between the two. We didn't think the whole lot in there and that was a twirl of it. It was remarkable how they, little things.
Was there anyone that you could maybe identify in those tunnels before you got to them?
No.
They were pretty well kidding us.
Very well. We had one entity, you go into them and come up somewhere else where you didn't expect it to. They're out like they get like you had to expect.
You found many of those tunnels in the villages?
We didn't work in a lot of the villages. We were mainly in the jungle. Not a village. We worked in a rubber plantation with them by Frenchmen. The village for people, tennis courts, service quarters. That was only more or less daily, whatever you want to call it. We were jungle, mostly jungle, and we were in the village.
Did what problems come from? No jungle relics.
I don't know if I had any. I had any some, you know, his fingers pulled her out and brought him to my feet. But finally enough, I was in a wheelchair.
Well, you come out here now.
October 1971.
And you're in for a full tour.
Yeah. What
for you? When you came out with Brother Wood?
And you take out these things.
We were talking about that.
Well, when I was getting out, they gave you about 4 months for off. From the country. We're waiting in on full policy for that for 30 days. And then I'm going to first get out. I got out in December. I mean, we're supposed to get out this way. We didn't get a 4 months for off, so I got that.
What's giving you? When they came out, what did you expect? We were in Vietnam. In Vietnam, what did you expect? When you got out.
How would it be to be a life hero? But in respect, I served with my country honorably. And he didn't get that at all. Media. Just for the past, we've got one story over there, you've got another story over here. I didn't think it'd be put down. And it came back. But it was really down the reason that they were down for the month later. And it's a little over one, and you're a little over two, they're all heroes. When we come back, we learn something less than a hero. It was just one. There it is.
Do you think it's slowing the change?
Yeah, very slowly. Very, very slowly, but it's changing.
Did you get someone else to you? To tell them about the funeral? What would you tell them? Say it's on the street or something?
I don't know. I don't know if they would say anything. There's so many people that ask you and they try to make it out like, well, you tell them about the funeral. They ask questions just like that. Well, maybe they turn around, especially a younger guy. Turn around, well, I was against it, or I wouldn't do that, or I wouldn't even do that. And they tell him to do this, or if you just do that. And they're going to ask for kind of things you don't want to tell. Because if they haven't been put in the same situation, they don't tell anybody what they're going to do with anyone. You're going to get in trouble, you're going to get everything.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of animosity towards Jeff? Tell him to deliver the ground dollars.
Yeah, well, that was a little bit of it. They knew what they were getting into when they did it. We need to cause consequences. And for them to get the big out of state, I think, yeah, I was totally. You know, there was always that bumper sticker going around Leatherbird, either. There would be the consequences of what they were doing when they did it. And if they come to the end of state, if another war or another Vietnam would happen, they're taking one up. I'll have to wait until somebody president comes along and gives them the answer. It's very unfair. It's just like that thing for us. And I don't know. Not that I wanted to, but it was just like yesterday they had those awards. The way that my father was in World War II. Who might say that I wasn't any better than anybody else, but that I hadn't served all the time I served. But you know, I didn't really want to do it. But I live in this country, and I believe it's freedom and benefits. So I should serve my country too.
From your point of view, as a president of the country, what was the biggest problem over there?
Yes, not being able to fight a war in either way. I was in infantry. I mean, if you only get fired at them, you can be fired at for an hour or whatever. And if you only get fired at them, you can be fired back. That was a big problem. But, well, when a civilian block hurts, there was a big alert hole. They're ready to somebody to get somebody in it and kill them. It wasn't fought like a war. Yes. They fired at you, do whatever they wanted. If you want to take fire at them, you can fire at them. Because they were pretty much there, you couldn't hurt them. They got them to destroy the cross they had in life. We placed them. If they were so important, we could have replaced them. It was, you know, it worked out. It just wasn't driven away. That's you could really protect yourself. And, you know, you should have. It was a big problem. 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 It was a big problem said, you know, if you had to kill the other, because it wasn't big fires, and you know, people were getting trees, and I was getting trees, and they made this person in the ground, but he was looking, like, not standing up, but he was looking to see what was going on, and he was shot. It just was, it had to be a manager, where he did. The fire come from the forest. Yeah. Do you think, listen, well, some people said that you meet people in the day, like the locals, they might, some people would never expect to come out for it. It's hard, it's like that. So we had a man that just writes back to him in the day, and he just goes, and I am just going to go to the park, and he was going to go to the park, and he was very sure. He didn't hear any words. They all looked at him. That was true. But they had a lot of weapons. Yeah, they had AK-47, so they were coming as well. Pistols. They were not. They were all our stars. We were getting the weapons. You just go up and you push to the jungle. We're discovering big trash of weapons. Never found to get a rice. It's running forever. And all of us did. Would you ever, you could consider never take part in the abortions? He's like, no, we're whispering now. There he is. So you're ready for him. What if it happened? Yeah, he could die too. Playing one of the trip players. And he pushed over again. He carried all that stuff. Played one. Carried on with that. Everybody had to run for him. Everybody had to run for him.
Like the word away, they find it lost.
some of them are very similar than that. And we were over there. Because you're a lot of money and stuff like that. Here we got, you know, our regular used product. We got things by there 3 days. But here, you drop in, right? And then back off every minute. Then you're up the wall, clear away, and it's not a problem. Well, we did it to an area that was pretty open, pretty flat, and then, you know, they come in. And we splashed with water, it was, you know, whatever, and they give us dirt, shaking, right, and we put cigarettes every 3 days. On the phone. So when you get up in the morning, you just start patrolling. You know, you get up in the morning, we're in the ready, back in line, leave, and off the road. After year after, right, and then you stop the dark again. You ever talk at night? One time. Well, we had talk once. We had that's right. We had one that we were working with when that came in. And then we were slab and bushing and they were on one side of us. And my brother was just in the house down. We were working with them. Or until ready to know what the family was going to figure out. Maybe a 60 caliber or whatever, 50 caliber, and a truck, you know, and that's the point of all. Well, you know, I've never put a bunch of money in my head so you can see the flash. And then I was going to have a watch. They were the same place. So, really, maybe 3 months later, 2 or 3 years, and we had a very nice thing. That was about the worst. Well, it's a great idea to go when I was there in the camp. There was a chore of going to level 40, but the leader was needed. It's a wedding that was a long, little long time. And usually, it's just the surveys are the first ones to know where they're at. And we come in here and they didn't take off. But not easy to have a surveys for the other one. What if someone is at that group and change their lives? Because it seems most people want to be saving for your habits. So, community involvement, whether you're on veteran, or you're involved in community affairs, say, you know, there's a telephone contact for a workshop or Easter service, or they have other services than a telephone or something like this. You know, we have to get into the community and get involved in community affairs, show them that we're not what they think we are. We're human beings, just like them, and we want to help our community. one thing you understand. I think that's the biggest thing. If you've got to love you in the community, when people are seeing what you're doing, they're going to understand what you're doing, what you're doing. You're going to have what comes up. Yeah, it's slow. It's really slow, very. It's like that. Someone's hard headed and just can't change their mind. It's hard that we're feeling the part of the work. We use our list up here for the 15 minutes for that. Yeah, that's it. And there's certain people in there that like to see us a lot. They just, a lot of times, we accept you by everybody. There's a lot of them that are a little out of us. A lot of them are feeling that pity that they're feeling that they don't come against the BFW. And then eventually, the BFW will fall. Other ones can die hard and they will see it again. Some of them are working better ones. Yeah. And it's just like a career, You need a little bit of time. It took me 11 years, and you wouldn't have seen that. But we're going to like, do you have any pictures on you? I like it. We're going to be honored. We just look at my arms.
Next month was killed right after I left in the story in the Life magazine. And was the only American soldier killed in Vietnam that day. And I had talked to a friend of mine that was stationed with me on the telephone. That was when we went down to D.C. for the parade. And I had talked to him on the telephone a couple of days before I left, and he was telling me about it, and I didn't know. And so I went down to the library and got the magazine and read the article, and I knew him. And I contacted his family 10 years later. I didn't know whether to do it or not. It was a little difficult. His parents had gotten divorced, so they were kind of split in two directions, but they had a brother's name in the article, so I called representative for the brother, and he wasn't home, but his wife answered. She said, well, he'd love to talk to you. So I said, well, I'll call back. I think it was 6 o'clock in the evening, and I called back. The brother was there, the sister was there, the father was there, and I sent him that book, because he, with the belongings, came back with him. There was no book, but his picture's in there. So I sent it to him, and there's a letter in there from his brother, and I just got a letter from his sister, and it's been over, it'll be a year next month that I sent that book, and she just now writing, because it was difficult for her to do. I just got a letter from her thanking him. He was the only American soldier killed in Vietnam that day. And Duffy.
Where was he from?
Massachusetts?
Well, this goes to Nashville, but that's where family's from. Michigan. They were from Michigan. But this goes to Nashville.
Was it common to print these type of books?
Yeah, I have another one. I don't know where it is. It's a 25th Infantry Division here, but my picture nothing's in it, but it's like a history of each division.
Mm-hmm. And is your picture in here?
Mm-hmm.
Where at?
I'm going to shoot a few times. You're still in headquarters. Okay, I wasn't in headquarters. I was in security. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
that's what I drove that for a while. Okay, right there. This is a kid that was killed.
What's the hill 131?
That's where he was killed. It was Quinion Harbor, and it was a small mountain. Mm-hmm. There's me. They were on the top of it. They overlooked the harbor. I'm not back there. And they looked over the harbor, and they were like, kept an eye on the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the story read in Life magazine is they were slowly but surely pulling everybody out, and they were a lack of manpower.
Mm-hmm.
And they took advantage of it and went in and ran it over.
What are HPs?
Harbor Police.
Okay. Then you're right on.
We were right on the port. I see two merchant marine ships get sunk right away.
By the Viet Cong?
Mm-hmm.
From what?
Satchel charges.
Sure, snuck on and
they, or the merchant marine ships right docked at the pier.
Mm-hmm.
And the zappers would swim in and put a charge on the boat and sink it. And the Navy would have to come in and get it up out of the water enough to take the dry dock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd repair it.
Was there a lot of naval ships, U.S.?
No, mostly merchant marines. You'd have small Navy ships, but nothing
mm.
big. Not when I was there anymore.
Did you come over on a troop transport?
No, I would come over by Pan Am.
Flew right in?
Flew home with Flying Tigers.
Yeah?
Never even heard of it. Big orange and black plane, the stores for old ladies. And the pictures in here, it's a combination of people sending me pictures and my pictures I took over there. There's another album too, but I can't find it.
What did you think of the monument in Washington?
I liked it. That was a really special day. It made you really feel good and welcome. It was really nice.
I think it's just, 10 years too late?
You could look at it that way, but you have a monument. Whether it was 10 years too late or not, we were recognized, and that's all it is.
I was talking to you, I think it was Frank, and he was telling me they were marching a parade. I thought that was one of the greatest things ever. And you could realize that.
I marched in that one down in D.C., and I marched a couple around here, and it makes you, when you march down the street, especially the first one at home, before even down to D.C., I marched in Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
And people taking their hat off, putting every heart when you march by,
mm-hmm.
or saluting you or something, it makes you feel really good. That one is an enemy. That was one of our Chew boys. That was an enemy caught by the Americans, but he would work with us. That was one of them.
How did you know that he was on the level?
You didn't. You just had to trust him. Ours were good. The other platoon, he turned the claymores around on, and they took him away, and we never saw him and knew what happened to him. But ours, we had no trouble with.
This is UH helicopter?
Yeah.
Did you travel up by helicopter?
Helicopter or chopper. That's the Saigon River, taken from the helicopter. That's pop, they pop smoke. That tells the helicopter that's where they can land. You can see how dirty your uniform gets after
mm-hmm.
a long period of time.
Are these pictures they sent to you?
Yeah, these pictures were sent to me. Except that one. That was Vietnam. That was Vietnam. This is where we were getting ready to go out.
Mm-hmm.
This is like we were back for 3 days. This is the last day we're packing everything up and getting ready to go back out again.
Mm-hmm. The whole company or just your squad?
The whole company. That was our swimming pool. And this was like a band. When we come back for 3 days, we had a band.
It's like they're all Vietnamese.
I can't remember what, I think they were Filipino. They were Filipinos. I sent that to my wife, I developed it. That's Quinn Harbor right there. That's the port. There's Hill 131 right there.
Is it like an observation tower at the top of it?
There was no tower, it was just an observation from the hill. You could see the whole harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can tell, I developed a picture of your fingerprints on it.
Was he born when you were from Vietnam?
No. I was married out of Vietnam, but it wasn't. He was married long after.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 5.
That's about all the questions I have. Is there anything you want to add?
No.
Bring up?
Can't think of anything.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Sure.
It was 3 of us hit. And they come in after with the medevac chopper under fire.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to the 25th of back, there was 3 doctors and a nurse right down the chopper bed waiting for us. They were really fantastic. They were really great. They, I had malaria, I was in hospital again. Anything they can do for you, they do. If not, they would send you to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But the medical team was fantastic, I thought. They really, really did a great job.
Did you get hit when you were on an operation?
Yeah, we had come on to a bunker complex. And to get to the bunker complex was down a stream.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to destroy the bunker complex instead of sending everybody back down there with them. Because you had to go through this screen, they left 5 of us back with everybody's rocks at.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were gone, they hit us. And by the time they got back to help us, the chopper was there to take us out. I got hit with shrapnel from a grenade.
How long were you in the hospital?
Oh, it was a real it was a superficial wound. It was nothing super bad. I was there maybe 2 or 3 days. It wasn't bad. It looked like somebody punched me in the eye and I had a black eye. So it wasn't. I was lucky.
Scared.
Shit was.
I imagine, though.
Yeah, I was scared. I was scared the first day I went over. Going over, you don't sleep on the plane. It's an 18-hour flight, and you don't sleep all the way over thinking of, you know, stuff. When you get to Vietnam, they throw a weapon in your hand, you run to a ditch. It wasn't like that. I'm coming home, I slept the whole way. It was all over.
All behind.
All behind.
Did the other guys that got hit then, did they all make it all right?
Yeah. They patch you up and send you back. Unless you've got a $1 million wound and they send you back to the States. But if you're not bad enough off, then they send you back and you start all over again.
Same unit and everything?
Same unit and everything.
How long did you have, were you out with malaria?
Oh, I was out maybe 2-3 weeks. Some people, a lot longer. Some people had it and they couldn't break their fever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to send them to Japan, but mine broke. And once I was okay, they sent me back to my unit again.
Do you get recurrences of it?
I've never had, no. I thought I had it at one time, and I went to the doctor, but you know, from the window. So far, knock on wood, I've never had a relapse of it. That'll make you really sick. So far, I never relapsed of it.
Was there a lot of disease and stuff like that in your squad?
Malaria?
Yeah.
Malaria was like a common cold. I think almost everybody got it. I don't think there was too many that got through it without it. I even took the pills religiously, but they give you had one little white pill you took every day, and one great big orange one you took every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But I still got it. I'd say lots of them got it. It was just like a common cold.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had it.
Were there a lot of drugs, drug abuse, stuff like that?
Yeah. Lots. Quite a bit. Not so much in the field. I never saw anybody like when we were out in the jungle take it. But back in the rear, yeah, there was a lot. I mean, a lot. I never, heroin, I've seen them, I never seen them shoot it. I've seen them take a cigarette, take the tobacco out of the end of the cigarette, put the powder in and twist it and light it up and smoke it that way. I've never seen anybody eject it. I've seen them buy it over the fence. It was covered in that. Because when like John was in, they didn't do this, but when I got out, you had to take a test to see if you were on any drugs. And if you weren't, you didn't go home. They'd send you to a hospital there, and then send you stateside, and put you through a drug alcohol abuse program, that type of thing, before you got out. And the first day, when we were getting out, you had to go clear everything. And the first thing you did when you got to there was take this test. That was the very first thing. No matter what rank you were, you had to take it. Then the next day, they'd read off a manifest. Who flunked it? And there was a lot of people. A lot of people flunked it. You just didn't go home.
Then they waited till they detoxified.
Yeah.
Did they get a dishonorable discharge?
I don't know if they could persecute or no, prosecute you for it. You know, whether they did, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I've seen, only time I've seen anybody was prosecuted was a kid was buying it over the fence, and another kid was like innocently bystander walking by and seeing it happen. And they wrote up a paper saying that he witnessed it and wanted him to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't rat on the other GI. And he was prosecuted as accomplice for the crime. It was a little unfair, but that's the only time I've seen anybody go to jail for it. Because there was a jail in Vietnam too.
Mm-hmm.
LBJ, we call it, Long Bend Jail. But I never seen anybody, after they found out they were on it, I don't know what they did, but they got caught buying it or something.
Have you started reading more about the warrants?
I did at first. My interest was, I like to read books on POWs. And it gave me nightmares, not Vietnam War in general, just war.
Mm-hmm.
I fought my own private war in my sleep, and I cut it out. I didn't do it. That's the only trouble I ever had. I didn't or see a movie on TV. It might bother me sleeping at night. But I used to like to read the books on POWs, and I quit because it bothered me. And I haven't read one in a long time, so I don't know if I'd still be effective or not.
Did you read a lot in the service?
I didn't have the time, no. I read Stars and Stripes, that was it. You didn't have access to any books or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I read Stars and Stripes, that was about it. And my math.
When you're out in the jungle, do you see a lot of animals and stuff?
Bamboo viper is a snake, very small, very colorful, lime green, very deadly. Peacocks, monkeys. Never saw an elephant, but there was elephants. ants that would, it was really shocking for someone to see an ant. You see an ant on the sidewalk and you put your finger down, that ant will run.
Mm-hmm.
This ant, they call them mole gators.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was the correct name, that's what the GIs called it. That ant would stand there and fight you. And they would have a bite. It was a little red, kind of a big ant, a little red color. But it would fight you. It would, like, its front end would stand up. And it would stand up and fight you. It'd bite you. They were usually on trees a lot of times, and I've seen them fall off trees on a GI going by and didn't know they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be ripping his clothes off because they'd bite bad. There's all kinds of little ants, spiders, stuff like that.
But of insects now?
Yeah. A lot of ants. A lot of that. Spiders. Stuff like that.
You were bedding down for the night. How did you make sure that worked?
I remember one time I didn't, and I slept on an anthill. I couldn't figure out why I scratched my head. And then I moved myself the next morning. Usually it was pretty well open. It wasn't, where we bushed was not completely jungle. It was a little bit of an open area that you could check out. It wasn't, if you worked in the rubber plantation, that was easy because you just hid behind a tree. And elephant grass, it was real tall grass. And you could lay back in the grass and never touch the ground. But you didn't have time really because you'd go in just as. Excuse me. Just would get dark. And you'd have to set up your claymores and your trip flares and everything. And then by the time you got done, it was dark. Because you didn't want to go in and let them know where you were at. That's why you moved in at almost dark. Took the rucksack off and lay down and sleep.
Did you sleep pretty restlessly?
Depends on what operation, what intelligence report they told you before you left, what went on that day. If it was a little hairy, slept a little restless, but nothing happened, you slept a little easier. Depending on what they told you. I mean, their intelligence reports were blown way out of proportion half the time. A little bit turned from the word, I think. Not sarcastic.
Exaggerated,
right. Quite a bit. They were never true what you're supposed to find, you never find.
When you came out of the jungle, when you went home, was it a hard transition?
No, it will, no. The only thing that, when I came home, I went home.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that bothered me was the first time someone fired a gun, I hit the ground. Other than that, not compared to some people I've heard have trouble. No, it was, I'd say pretty easy for me. I didn't have that much problem.
So a lot of drinking?
Oh, yeah, we all.
All the time.
That was about the only thing that when you had time off, that was what you did. Eat and drink.
You try to follow the football scores and stuff?
If you were in an area where you could get to a radio, because they have arms, they had a radio station, Armed Forces Network. You could get the scores, but for us in the jungle, it was a little difficult. You couldn't have a radio or anything like that. But they had their own radio station. They played the music. Matter of fact, I got tapes of the radio. John had them. For us in the jungle, we didn't. We just pumped, walked. Recreation that we could do in between time. if you had time off, like you were held up in the area for a short period of time, you usually wrote letters home from somewhere. That was your time to do that. That's what I would do, write home if we were stopped for any length of time.
Do they do anything special for the holidays?
Yeah, they brought us a hot meal out on Christmas. Instead of eating sea ration, but they brought us a hot meal. But they never saw the USO or the Bob Hope, USO show.
And Bob Hope?
Yeah, that was for either the wounded in the hospital or the rear echelon.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see him.
Was there a lot of animosity towards the rear echelon guys?
Yeah, because you were rear echelon, you were kind of looked down upon quite a bit. I guess we were jealous. But they were looked down upon quite a bit. Because they got to sleep in the bed every night, clean clothes, mattress, sheets, some mama son washed their clothes, shined their boots. We didn't have to shine our boots,
yeah.
But at least they had clean clothes every day. Didn't have no war stories to tell them.
If your son asked you about the war, what would you tell him?
Oh, the truth. The way I saw it, I'm sure by the time he's old enough for it, he'll be studying it, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
He's only 5, so I'm sure there's some history along the way in school, though, studying Vietnam somewhere. I just tell him how I felt about it. It's funny, if when you talk to John and then talk to me, I've talked to John about it,
mm-hmm.
and he was there a lot earlier than I was. People talked to me and I talked to him, but it was like two different wars. He was in there in the early time and laid the format for what we had. He had had the swimming pools, the EM clubs, or
mm-hmm.
they built them for us, you know. It was like two different wars. They didn't have all the stuff what we had. We could call home
mm-hmm.
on a shortwave radio. They had what was called a Mars call, where they'd get in contact with somebody in the States, and then they'd get contact through the telephone to a party, but you'd have to say hello over,
mm-hmm.
you know, that type of thing. The closest I got home was somewhere in Kentucky they got contact. I had a 2-week leave. I could leave Vietnam and come home, but I had to go back, where they didn't have that. All they had was an R&R. It was different. We had a lot more advantages,
mm-hmm.
more benefits than they did when they were there earlier. It's just like two different wars. Sit down and talk to somebody who was there 65, 66, and then talk to somebody who was in 70, 71. It's a little different.
Where did you go for your leave?
I went to Hawaii. I loved it. Someday I want to go back.
The government pay for it all?
They flew me there for nothing, but my wife had to pay her own fare. And then when I get there, my motel bill and all that, I had to pay for myself. They just flew me there for nothing myself. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very commercial, but nice. And expensive.
Yeah, nice.
It was nice.
What was the pay you were getting as an infantryman?
I couldn't tell you. So long ago. I'd say, because we had combat pay and all that, I'd say maybe between $200 and $300 a month. Maybe it could have been more than that. That was a long time ago. Because I'd say most of it home. Because I was in the infantry, you didn't have to buy anything. Your cigarettes and everything was given to you. Like your rear echelon, you had to buy all that, where it was given to us. You're at Magoonies, there was no place to spend it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd send most of mine home. Because there was no nothing I can do with it. And you weren't allowed to keep a lot of money. You come up with a lot of cash, they didn't want to know where you got it. If you were going to keep it, you had to put it in a safe in a company area, or a bank. They had banks that kept track so that they knew where your money was. Because if you had a large amount of money, they would think you were on black market or something like that. That was what they wanted to keep away from.
Was the black market pretty bad?
Yeah, black market was getting American goods and they were selling them back to us. For instance, if we were out in the field, we called them soda pop girls, mm-hmm. where they would come up with cans of Coke, ice cold, and sell them to you for $1 a can. And you'd pay them with military payment, which we weren't allowed to do either. But they'd charge you $1 a can. You paid it, mm-hmm. just because it was cold. There was a lot of black market. Quite a bit of that. Cigarettes, radios, stuff like that. Mama son wanted you to, she had a mama son come up and he had a ration card because your cigarettes and that were. You were allowed to buy so many cartons per month. Mm-hmm. And she had a GI's ration card. She wanted to use me to go buy her cigarettes. When she got it, I don't know. She had one.
Yeah. That's about all.
That's the one that is. They put the satchel charge on, mm-hmm. and it was docked against the dock, and the mast fell on the dock.
Mm-hmm.
So we got on it at the lifeboat,
uh-huh.
and the ship was at an angle, so uh-huh. you were walking like this,
uh-huh.
and there was two other guys with us, and we were on it. The lieutenant wanted the ship's wheel for mm-hmm. his den, but we couldn't get it off. We were walking and the guy kept saying, this ship's moving, this ship's moving. We kept saying, no, it's just because it's at an angle and that's how you gotta walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I stole the flag, we stole light bulbs, toilet paper, the essentials.
Uh-huh.
And when we came back, the lifeboat was underneath the water. So it was a little hard getting back off again. But I didn't think it was sinking, I just figured there was a way we were walking. The lifeboat was underwater when we got back. Completely underneath the water. That's where I got that flag. VFW put up a big stink about it. Because we're flying it. Not flying it, but like, we have our meetings, we put the American flag up on one side and that one on the other side. It's not an enemy flag, it's an ally flag. Because mm-hmm. they don't like us hanging it. The American flag is falling. So we're going to adopt it as our organization.
Evidence of Agent Orange in your room?
I don't know. I don't. Areas that it was sprayed heaviest, I was in. But I didn't know what Agent Orange is mm-hmm. to say I've seen it. I don't know. I never seen it sprayed or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they needed landing, at one time we needed a landing zone, they dropped a. It was like a bomb by parachute,
mm-hmm.
and then it just leveled everything, trees and everything were just in those shreds, and the choppers went in, but I never seen Agent Orange used. It was used in areas I was at, but I never saw it being done,
mm-hmm.
to know what it was like or that, I don't know.
Did you ever use tear gas and stuff like that?
No, we used smoke grenades for everything. Like if you come into a bunker complex, you just throw a smoke bomb in there. Never used tear gas. The only time I seen tear gas and all that was in training.
They make you run through that thing with that mask?
Yeah, you have to do it every 6 months. They just use smoke.
When you hit any of those tunnels, were there ever enemies in there?
No, no. There probably had been, but not when I was there. We never ran into anybody with any money in it. Usually when we got to the bunker complex, they were all